Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at the kingdom authority and the mandate that God has given to us as children of His to rule, to subdue, and to take dominion over the planet, over all the creeping things on the earth, and over the enemy too, yes, the devil. We are supposed to rule over him and not he over us. And so we're looking at our mandate that God's given to each and every one of us, born again children of His, and we realize that we have got something supernatural and special, and we can do what Jesus did. But we have to remember that Jesus did everything from a heart of love and compassion. Love and compassion go hand in hand. And Jesus, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. And that's what it's all about. The love of God and the submission to His authority will get us into the kingdom authority mentality. Let's pick it up right now.
God wants to reestablish, reorganize, and reproduce that covenant that He made in the garden with Adam and the blueprint. And God sent His Son Jesus, and Jesus came, Galatians 3:13, and redeemed you and me from the deception and the curse of the law, because God's blood was more powerful than any sin. God's love overcame a multitude of sin. God's love overcomes a multitude of sin. Where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. You see, you can't beat love. You can't beat a spirit of love. And it's not easy. Oh, I'm the first to admit it's not always easy to walk in love. You know, some people you got to love them from a distance. Right? Like another state or another country. But you know, I said just the other day, I was talking to someone this morning, and I do healing school every Thursday morning from 9 to 10. You can catch us online every morning for like 18, 19 years now. Every Thursday morning, 9 o'clock. And I was saying, you know, there's some people that you will hear them say about someone that they dislike immensely. I said, don't even mention that name. Have you ever heard that said? Maybe you said it once or twice, right? Ducking and diving and dodging and weaving to get away from them. When you're in Walmart, they're coming down. You quickly shoot five lanes over, right? That's it. And we tend to hate people. And God said to me the other day, He said, stop hating people. Tell them, don't hate people. Hate sin. But in this case, He was saying to me about sickness. Hate sickness. You got to hate it. Like there's some people, you don't want to be near them. Don't let sickness come near you. You got to hate it with a fervent hate. You don't even want to hear its name mentioned. Come on. And Dave, you know I'm a golfer. Well, I try to be. Brother Dave's a good golfer. But on the golf course, you hear names of sickness mentioned that you didn't even know were sicknesses. And now you've got to deal with them. You don't even want to mention the sickness, because when you mention it out of your mouth, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Even though you're mentioning it and saying, I have, don't ever say I have. Amen. Don't ever say I have. No. Say I'm healed from. But pass this line, because I'm not. God said, call things that are not as though they were. I don't go around saying, I have high blood pressure. I have arthritis. Cut that out. Stop saying it. You want to hate the word arthritis. Don't even mention that name in my presence. Because as long as you're speaking it, those words are going into and coming out of your soulish realm, out of your heart, and it's going right back in. You're sowing more seed. You make that thing stronger in your life than it was. And then the person who's going to pray for you is hearing all this toxic, what you got, where you got it from, how you got it, and why you need all these things to pray. And now their faith is being rattled a little bit by it as well. I don't even like to hear names. I don't even like to know. I don't even like to know what's in my body. You laugh. I know I've got kidneys and livers and heart and pancreases. Don't ask me where they are, and I don't want you to show me. I don't want anyone to tell me where anything in my life is. All I know is all my organs are operative the way he said they should be. Amen? I'm not joking. I don't want to hear it, because if I know where certain things are, the first pain you get, you're going to ascribe it to that part in your body. Now you become Dr. John or Dr. Joe or Dr. Jerry. I don't even want to hear it mentioned. That's how much I hate sickness. And that's how you have to get. You've got to hate it. You've got to hate arthritis. You've got to hate. You know, the Bible says Jesus hates certain things. Do you know that? Pride is the first one. But he hates the devil. I had someone come to me one day and say, if we got all the churches in all the world to pray for the devil, do you think you could be saved? Don't show him no mercy, because he isn't showing you or your children or your grandchildren any mercy. So you've got to hate this stuff and you've got to keep it out of your life. Can you say amen? And so God, he wanted to get this covenant to work in the children, in his kingdom, in his designed mankind. He wanted the blueprint of excellent destiny to work in our lives for us. And it started in Ezekiel 33:11 when he spoke to Moses and said, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Now, Pharaoh is a type of, I'm not saying yes, please, he's a type of the devil, and Egypt is a type of the world. Amen? And God's people were hooked up in bondage to the devil in the world. And God said to Moses, you go and you tell them, let my people go. God doesn't want one of his people to be in bondage and enslaved to anything and anyone but himself. And he will never put you in bondage or enslave you. He'll give you love and he'll direct you through love. But when the enemy comes and he wants to take your lunch and he wants to eat your lunch, you got to say no. You got to stop him in his tracks. Because if you don't stop him, he's not going to be stopped. I'll say that to this church. If you don't stop him, he is not going to be stopped. Whatever you allow him to do, he will do. That's why the church is more relevant today than we've ever been. They try to shut our mouth. They try to close our doors. They try to mask us. They try to do all these things. The devil tried that to stop the church. And now when I preach certain things, it can be considered hate speech. When I speak the word of the Creator, trying to shut the church down, trying to close the mouth of the church. What happened when Zacharias, who was a high priest, went into the temple at his turn, and God, an angel appeared to him and said, your wife Elizabeth is going to be pregnant with a child. And all of a sudden, the doubt, the unbelief, and the negative side out of Zacharias, a high priest. God had to shut his mouth. He didn't tie his hands. He didn't put him in jail. He shut his mouth. Because he said, how can this be? It's impossible. There's no ways. God didn't throw him to the wolves. He didn't throw him in jail. He shut his mouth. He had to close his lips until the child was born, because he could have aborted that whole thing with the words of his mouth. You know, so many people have got visions and dreams that God's given you. If you get a vision and a dream, it's from God. But it will line up with the word. It'll never be contrary to the word. Just remember that, all right? But if you got a vision to do something great, your mouth can abort that vision. And other people's mouths can abort it for you. Well, I know Uncle Sam, he had the same desire and he tried it and he went bankrupt in the first year. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof from those people, stay away.
Stay away.
Turn your back and run. But it's my family, run. But it's my wife, come for prayer. We'll help you. I'm serious. People are naysayers. They will talk you out of your vision. They'll talk you out of your dream if you let them. You got to have tenacity. You got to say, no, God's given me a destiny. He says, I know the plans I think towards you, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you an expected end, a hope and a great future. Why do we want to argue with that? And don't settle for anything but God. Don't settle for sick. That's not from God. Don't settle for lack and never having enough. That's not of God. Don't settle for fear. That's not of God. Don't settle for depression. It's not God. We've got to settle for kingdom mentality kind of settling. And the kingdom said, you subdue, you roll, you rule, you take dominion. And now, when Adam was naming all the animals, we know that. Naming all the animals, now everything is naming us. Arthritis, ADHD, PQAD, CJHY. They'll find something to fit in there. You can make up a part of the alphabet. I guarantee you they'll find something that'll fit in there. And half these things are like worse than tongue twisters. You can't say the names. I thank God for that. Because if you can't say it, you won't. But things started to name us. Something went wrong. We were naming things. Now we let things call us. And we even agree. How do I agree? I'm broke. I'm sick. I'm miserable. He hurt me. That's not dominion authority. That is not dominion authority the way God's planned it and the way God's given us a mandate to fulfill dominion for God and to increase the kingdom of heaven and get the people out of the gates of hell. The dominion is supposed to be drawing the lost in, bringing them in through healing, signs, miracles, and wonders, however it's going to be to bring them in. And I truly believe, and I said this from the start of this year, it's going to be a time of unusual. Everyone say unusual.
Unusual.
Miracles, signs, and wonders. Because I'm telling you, this thing's getting ready to wrap up, and God needs to get a revival to explode on the planet. And I think we're going to be part of that. I know there's going to be a bigger one after the rapture. But I'm telling you, there's a revival coming where people are going to come running into churches. What must I do? Where people are going to say, I don't want to have a bar anymore, sell booze to people. I'm closing down. Where prostitutes say, I don't feel like doing this no longer. I feel like serving God. That's what happens when revival comes. Because repentance strikes the nation. Repentance comes. And then the people get into sackcloth and throw ashes on themselves as they're on their knees saying, oh God, we see it. We need this nation to get down and get serious about the things of the kingdom of heaven. We are the kingdom people. We have the rule and authority. How can we letting the devil run and rule the place? Time is up, devil. Time is up. Not on our watch. Not on our watch. You're not getting our children. You're not getting our youth. You're not getting the drugs into every area. You're not getting prostitution rampant. You're not getting gangs. No more. No more, devil. Your sickness and disease has been nullified in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-4000.